Happy Friday, and welcome to the Extra Point. I just want to say thank you for listening to this show. The average number of plays per episode keep climbing up, and I just want to thank you for being a loyal listener. And also, before we get into today's episode, I want to say thank you and give a shout out to two guys. And before I get into that, I don't know if you listen to the Hall Guys Sports Show. But if you don't, I highly encourage you to do so, because if you are in the Livingston, Overton County area and you want to follow Livingston Academy Sports as closely as you can, the Hawkeye Sports Show is the best way to do it. And also follow their Instagram and Twitter pages, and I think they have a Facebook page as well. They just don't cover one or two sports. They cover every sport. So if you want to know what's going on in all of Livingston Academy Sports, the Hawkeye Sports Show is the best way to do it. They were very kind and gracious and gave my show last week in their last episode a shout out. And I wasn't expecting that at all, but I want to say thank you to Josh Scott and Mike Johnson for doing that. That was very unexpected and very cool, and I really appreciate it you all would be willing to just, you know, help me out by just saying that I have a podcast now. And just want to thank you for the kind words and the compliments. And again, if you don't listen to the Hawkeye Sports Show, I highly encourage you to do so if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of Livingston Academy Athletics. So again, thank you guys for doing that. Can't wait to the next episode. Hopefully we can team up sometime. I'm looking forward to that day. And but until that time, keep doing what you're doing. You guys are doing a great job. So on today's show, I have no guest today. Today is just more of a deep look into what I do. And we saw that last week to an extent, but last week was more of a, hey, I want you to see and get to know and hear a guy that is a very close friend of mine, and Tyler Forte. Again, Tyler, I know you'll be listening later on. Thank you again for coming on. You're not just going to be a one-time guest. You're going to be a regular guest. So, but again, next time we do it, it's going to be on your terms. You were kind enough to drive from Nashville to Cookeville. So next time around, I want to return the favor. So you kind of got to hear about, a 30,000 foot view of what we do, and more so on Tyler's end, you got to know a little bit more because he has a big ground to cover. Like we said last week, he covers 25 schools, so he stays busy. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I highly encourage you to do so. If there's any of the episodes you haven't listened to, I highly encourage you to listen to all of them. Some are a little bit different. Episodes 1 and 3 is more of an interview of a coach. Coach Doug Matthews and Coach Lane Kiffin. Those episodes were really cool to do. And then episode 2 is pretty much just kind of what I'm doing right now, is talking, but not long. Episode 2 is just a content builder. That's all it was. But today, I'll be answering questions and kind of give you an overall generalization of what I do. That'll be really just one segment today. And then there'll be more episodes coming down the pike at a later date. I've got some really cool guests in the works that both are heavily involved in athletics and love Jesus at the same time. So, and also have a big appreciation for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So, again, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Today is just kind of a look into my schedule and to answer any questions that came through. So, let's get right into it. So, again, I am the I am the Fellowship of Christian Athletes area representative for Clay, Ventris, Pickett, and Overton counties. What does that mean? Well, and I'm not meaning to sound sarcastic, but it pretty much means what it says. I am the representative over all 4 counties. I represent the schools within those counties, the middle schools and high schools. And I work with the coaches very closely. I work with the teams and whatever they need. If they just need me to be just just a body in practice to help them run a drill, I'll do that. If they just want me to come sit for 2 hours, I'll do that. If they want me to clean the floor, I'll do that. If they need me to help line the field, I'll do that. I'm just a servant to the athletic programs that I represent and to the schools that I represent. So that's pretty much what a representative is. And I also work with schools with their FCA chapels, or as we call them, FCA huddles. That's the official name for the chapel services. Some meet in the morning, some meet at night. And if there's a school that does not currently have a chapel or a huddle, then I will work with the principal or whoever I need to work with to make sure we get one up and running. That is a very hands-on process for me. And then we get that running, I find somebody in the school system that are in the school that would want to be the one in charge of it, and then I would stay in contact with the huddle leader throughout the school year, and then even in the summer. If they need Bibles, I get them Bibles. If they need other content, I get them the content they need. If they need a speaker, I can get them a speaker. Just really whatever they need. So, because again, I represent 4 counties, it is impossible for me to be in the same place at one time. So the FCA huddle leaders make my job a lot more manageable and easier. And I could not do what I do without the FCA huddle leaders. I have some great ones that I get to work with. They do a great job, fantastic job. And I'm excited about where FCA is headed in the north region of the Upper Cumberland. And I am excited to see where it is at on this day next year. I'm excited. I'm expecting God to do big things, because one of the freeing things about my job is I have to realize I am powerless, but the Holy Spirit of God is powerful, because I cannot do what I do without Him. If I go into this with no preparation, no time with God, then I am just wasting my time, because I have no power whatsoever in my human flesh to bring somebody to Jesus. Jesus does the work through me. The Holy Spirit of God does the work through me. And anybody else that works in ministry, it's not us that's doing the job. It's not us that preach. It's not us that teach. It's not us that do the work. I mean, yes, we are out there, but God is using us as His tool to get the work done. He has to use imperfect people, because we are the only choice He's got. And so, let the Holy Spirit do the work in you. Don't try to do something that only the Holy Spirit can do. Is when you try to do the work that only can be done by God, you're going to get very frustrated. You're going to get very unsatisfied. You're going to get very doubtful of yourself. And you are going to just be spinning your tires. Why? Because you are relying on somebody you have no need and no reason to rely on. And I'm not saying that to talk down to you at all. I'm just saying this to help you. I'm saying this to help me, because I am the world's worst to try and do something on my own doing. When I first took this job, I started doing things on my own doing. I was wondering why I wasn't getting any traction, why I wasn't seeing any progress. That's because I wasn't praying that God would put me in the spots that He wanted me in. I was going to the spots I wanted to be and praying that God would meet me there. But the fact of the matter is, we have to go to where God is working and join Him there. So before every day, I don't care if you're in FCA, full-time ministry. Well, we're all in full-time ministry. I don't care if you're an accountant, doctor, lawyer, minister, working professional athletes. I don't care what you do. If you are saved by God, you are in full-time ministry. And so pray for God to give you opportunities every day, because He will. I'll tell you one of that He gave me here today. That was pretty cool, that I'll share later on. But I don't know why I got on that tangent. Maybe that was for somebody, one of you that's going to be listening later. Hopefully that'll help you. I really believe the Holy Spirit gave that to help me too, because He has to remind me all the time, hey, you are relying on yourself. Spend time with me in my presence and watch what I do through you. So, again, I work with the huddles, and I'll also go to games and go to practices, work with coaches. One thing we try to really do is get character coaches. And what's a character coach? A character coach is an FCA's name for essentially a team chaplain. We have several character coaches or team chaplains, whatever is easier for you to remember that by. We just got one for the White County football team a couple days ago. So Chris Howard from Life Church, thank you for doing that. You are the best, and I look forward to seeing what you do with that. So what is a character coach? A character coach works with the coach of the team, and they kind of set a schedule for when the guy will come. He might come hang out at all practice and then talk to the team after. The coach might want the character coach to come in right before practice is over and then talk. He might want the character coach to come to games as much as he can. It's really up to the discretion of the head coach of how much the character coach will do. And we cannot be where we are without character coaches, because character coaches, essentially, they help us do the job that needs to be done. I can't be a character coach for every team. I have 5 high schools that I represent, and even more middle schools, or K through 8s. So I cannot physically do all that. And, you know, I will fill in where need be, but at the same time, I'm looking for character coaches to jump up and say, hey, you know, I want to work with the such and such baseball team. So, and then we'll talk to the coach, see if that is something they would want, and then we go from there. So if you're listening to this and you are a head coach in one of the counties I represent of any sport and you want a character coach, please let me know. We will get you set up with somebody. They are properly and carefully vetted. We're not just going to put anybody in as a character coach. They'll go through an interview process, background check, and application process, just so we know that who we're getting, and you know, and it's very careful. It's very important to carefully vet who you hire in anything you do. Again, if you want to be a character coach, please let me know, and we will set you up. If you're in Livingston, or Clay County, or you know, Salina, Byrdstown, Jamestown, wherever you're at, if you want to be a character coach, please let me know. And then we will see what teams need one, what teams want one, and then we will put you in the place where you can succeed. So, again, character coaches are vitally important to what we do. And I was a character coach, actually. That's how I kind of got started in FCA, was through being a character coach. It was sometime about this time last year, maybe earlier than that, when I was working at Life Church, Jason Ball and I were coming back from somewhere, and Jeff Lacey, who is now the area director of over the entire Upper Cumberland, who's also my boss, he called Jason and wanted to know if I would be interested in being a character coach for the Cookeville High School wrestling team. And immediately thought, yeah, that's something I would do and love to do, and had a great time doing it. And little did I know that would lead to a paid staff position with FCA. I think that's how God kind of got the ball rolling with me in FCA. So that's how I got my start, was by being a character coach, and I loved it. And then, like I said, lo and behold, you know, fast forward a year later, I'm now recruiting character coaches instead of being one. So character coach is a great opportunity. You get to hang out with the team, build relationships, get to know the coach, get to go to games, practices. It's a really cool thing. It's really cool for me because I was coaching football. I coached for a few years, and I missed that. I mean, you always miss coaching. I don't care. Like we talked about this in the last episode, it's not do you miss coaching, it's how bad do you miss it. And by being a character coach, that really helped fill that gap that coaching left behind. So I loved it. Even though I wasn't exactly an official coach, I could still cheer the team on. I could still hoot and holler during the wrestling matches. I could, you know, encourage the players. And I feel like a coach should be an encourager as much as he is an instructor. At least that's how I tried to coach anyway. So, again, character coaches are a huge part of what we do. Please let me know if you are interested, and then we will get the ball rolling on that, and we will see what God has in store. To close things out, just to answer a few questions. So question number one, what does a normal day for me in the Upper Cumberland look like? That is funny because I think in ministry there are no normal days, but I can tell you what an ideal day would be for me. Start out, obviously, first thing, if you're in ministry, which we all are, if you were saved, you're in ministry. Do not leave your house without spending time with God, in prayer and by reading. I didn't get to follow that this morning. I stayed in bed too late, and by the time I read the Bible this morning, got ready, I had to leave, so I had to pray in the car. I don't like doing that, but I would much rather pray before I leave. But I highly encourage you, set enough time to spend some time with God before you do anything in the morning. And so I'll do that. I'll have breakfast, talk to my wife a little bit before I go to whatever I'm doing, and she goes to work at Northeast, where she's a kindergarten teacher. She's doing a great job there. And then I will start off my day at an FCA huddle/chapel somewhere, in one of the schools. And then after that, I'll try to meet with a coach that's at that school. Excuse me, I was getting a sip of coffee. That is the official drink of ministry. So after that, I meet with a coach or two. By that time, you're looking at probably 10 or 11 o'clock. That's when I'll start having what I call donor touches. And what that is, you know, this ministry is not possible without the donors I have. And so I will either text them or call them or have a coffee or something with them just to let them know what I'm doing, how I'm doing, and how their support is helping me do what I'm doing. So I will, I never let a week go by without some of my monthly supporters hearing from me. And, so after that, it's around lunchtime, and, support raising never stops. So I usually try and have a lunch, not every day, but maybe one or two a week if I can. That's the ideal scenario with somebody who's interested in being a potential supporter. And, so I will meet with them, and then by that time, it depends on if it's a game night, I might take an hour or two break. So if I have to, you know, let's say I start my day at 6 o'clock, which is two days this week, my day began at six, my work day, not getting up, my work day. So say if my work day begins at six, I will work, I'll put 8 hours or so, 7 or 8 hours in, kind of depends on what I'm doing. But going to a game will take up 2 or 3 hours. Well, not take, but by the time you get there and you talk to the teams, and then, you know, you sit and you watch the girls and boys game for basketball. Now, it varies with sports, but if I worked straight through, you're looking at a, you know, 13, 14-hour day, which is insane. So, and some days you just can't help it. Some days you just have to do it. Like last Friday, I had to work 13 hours. That's just kind of how the way it had to be. So I'll take an hour or two break. I'll normally go to the gym or something like that. And then, by that time it's probably 2 or 3 o'clock, and then I'll go run into a practice somewhere. And if the coach will have me, and either I might even talk to a team, I might just sit there and watch. Really depends on what the coach wants me to do. I never try to overstep my bounds. I just try to go where I'm welcome. And, because the last thing I want to do is sever a relationship, that is in the very beginning stages. So I wouldn't want to overstep my bounds and do anything to hurt, what we're already doing. So usually about after that, we're looking at 4 o'clock. I try to be geographically smart. And what I mean by that is I do a lot of driving with my job, and, I will not start off the day in Salina and then go all the way to Jamestown. That's just not for me. And, you know, I don't think that's just being a good steward of my time and my, you know, and my vehicle allowance that I get. So, let's say if I'm in Salina, I'll spend a good portion of the day there. And then I will, if there's a home game at Livingston that night, I'll go to Livingston and watch a game there. Or if I'm in Livingston, you know, and there's a game in Pickett County, I'll go there. Or, but what's really cool about Fentress County is you have two high schools in the same county, so I can zigzag between Clark Range and Alvin C. York. So, so I try to stay close, but sometimes it just falls in line to where you can't help it. But the only game that may be close is in Jamestown, and you are in Salina. So, and you've already been to Salina to a game that week, or you've spent some time in Salina and you need to get to York. So sometimes you can't help it, but that rarely happens. In the 3 months I've been on staff, I think that's happened once. So, and then go to the game. Normally I'll talk to one of the teams, if not both, say a devotional, say a prayer with them, and then I go sit behind the sideline and cheer on the team. All right, now it is time for segment two and the final segment for today's episode. Let's kind of wrap things up and give a final thought for the day. Again, segment one was pretty much basically describing what I do and kind of giving you a view of what an ideal day looks like for me. And as I said earlier in the first segment, something really cool happened today. I feel like it's important to drive around in whatever town I'm in for the day and go find businesses that I haven't been in yet to meet the people there. And today I went by Cordell Hull's birthplace and museum in Byrdstown and met the park ranger that runs the park there. Really nice person. Is all about community and wanting to do community events and also shed more light on Cordell Hull and what he did for our country and everything like that. And we began talking, and this is why it's important to pray to start your day, for God to give you ideas. And I was coming through, I was on my way to Byrdstown from by way of Jamestown. I felt like I was supposed to go over there, and she gets to explaining to me that she needs help finding somebody to start a running club, and she's looking for somebody one day a week for a semester schedule. Wants somebody that's at least 18 and that could organize a 5K at the end of the semester. Somebody that could just come and bring a lesson one day a week and start a running club. And it's a paid job. So, and she, you know, as I began talking to her and kind of explained to her that I was with FCA, she said, and she asked me if I could help her. And I told her I would. So that's really cool that I get to partner with the Cordell Hull Museum and in the community as well. As I feel like if you can also get the community along with the churches and the schools pushing FCA a lot better, a lot further it'll go. And the Cordell Hull Museum's a great place. It has land to do anything you want, really. If you want to do a football game, basketball, or baseball game, or soccer, pump, pass, kick contest. And, well, they do activities like they teach you how to cook on a open fire. They teach you all these kind of life traits that could come in handy. So it was really cool that I got to go over and meet her today. So if you're listening to this episode and you might be interested, you run a lot and you'd like to help with that, and you're in the Pickett County area or at least close by, please let me know. And we will get that rolling. So I want to thank you for listening today. We've got some really cool episodes coming down the pike. I have one that's definite that we'll be shooting soon, and I have a couple that I'm waiting to see the availability for the guests. And this has taken off really rather well, a lot better and a lot faster than I thought, and I'm doing these episodes more frequent than I originally thought. But again, thank you for listening. Hope you all have a great weekend. The next episode will be coming soon. And I hope everything goes great for you this weekend on into next week. And God bless. This is Extra Point. I'll see you later. And thanks for listening. Goodbye.